In the murky world of counterterrorism, Mitch Rapp stands as America's most lethal weapon against those who threaten national security. His reputation precedes him in terrorist cells across the globe, where his name is whispered with fear. But what happens when the hunter becomes the hunted? When the man who spent his career eliminating threats suddenly finds himself in the crosshairs of a sophisticated assassination plot? The price on Rapp's head is unprecedented, $20 million for his elimination. This astronomical sum reflects both the difficulty of killing such a formidable operative and the depth of hatred harbored by Saudi businessman Saeed Ahmed Abdullah, whose son died at Rapp's hands during an operation in Afghanistan. Behind the scenes, Prince Mohammed bin Rashid, Saudi Arabia's Minister for Islamic Affairs, sees an opportunity for revenge against American interference while maintaining plausible deniability through a carefully structured conspiracy. The plot unfolds with chilling efficiency. Saeed provides the money, former East German spymaster Eric Abel arranges the details, and the elite assassination team of Louis Gold and Claudia Morell executes the plan. Each layer knows only what they need to know, a perfect compartmentalization that makes the conspiracy nearly impossible to trace. By day, Mitch Rapp moves through foreign cities like a ghost, eliminating threats to American security. In Montreal, he neutralizes Khalil Mohammed, a radical imam recruiting teenage suicide bombers, creating a power outage, entering silently, and staging a crime scene to mislead investigators. By night, he returns to his Georgetown townhouse and wife Anna Reilly, an NBC White House correspondent who represents normalcy in his shadow world. Their relationship anchors Rapp to humanity, though maintaining it requires constant compartmentalization. Despite emotional walls built through years of dangerous work, Anna has broken through his defenses. "You carry the weight of the world on your shoulders," she teases. "I'm going to start calling you Atlas." When she announces her pregnancy that evening, Rapp embraces this chance for something pure in his blood-soaked life. This balance between deadly operative and loving husband creates the central tension in Rapp's existence. Each mission risks bringing violence to his family, yet he continues believing his work keeps them and the country safer. Louis Gold and Claudia Morell form a lethal partnership through complementary skills. Gould brings tactical expertise and emotional detachment, while Claudia handles logistics, planning, and intelligence. Their record showcases numerous high-profile assassinations executed with precision. When offered the Rapp contract, Gould views it as the ultimate professional challenge. Though Claudia calls Rapp one of the good guys, Gould convinces her by promising retirement after this final job to start a family. $10 million, he tells Abel, raising their fee. For that price, we'll deliver his head in a box if you want. Their effectiveness stems from their indirect approach. Rather than pursuing Rapp directly, they track Anna Reilly, planting GPS trackers and listening devices in her car. They ship weapons via FedEx and establish multiple escape routes. Learning of Rapp's scheduled knee surgery, a rare vulnerability, they accelerate their timeline. Their trap is simple yet devastating. A sophisticated propane leak and remote-controlled explosive designed to leave minimal evidence, timed for Rapp's return from the hospital. While external enemies plot against him, Rapp faces mounting opposition within Washington. The appointment of Mark Ross as Director of National Intelligence creates immediate friction. Harvard-educated and methodical, Ross views Rapp as a dangerous loose cannon whose methods threaten his framework. "The days of cowboy operations are over," Ross declares at Langley. "Every action must be documented, every operation properly authorized." The conflict intensifies when Ross investigates Scott Coleman, Rapp's trusted friend and former Navy SEAL, ordering IRS audits of Coleman's security firm. Rapp responds characteristically, physically striking Ross with a classified file. "Touch my people again, and a bruise will be the least of your concerns." CIA Director Irene Kennedy navigates these treacherous political waters, understanding both Rapp's methods and Washington's realities. You can't strong-arm your way through the bureaucracy forever, she warns. I don't need men like Ross on my side, he responds. I just need them out of my way. This power struggle raises fundamental questions about operative autonomy and America's lethal assets. The attack strikes when Rapp is most vulnerable, groggy from anesthesia after knee surgery, with Anna helping him into their Chesapeake Bay home. From 400 yards away, Gould triggers the detonation. The initial explosion tears through the house, followed by a secondary propane blast, creating a fireball visible for miles. Rapp regains consciousness 3 days later at Johns Hopkins with multiple injuries, a compound arm fracture, broken ribs, burns across 20% of his body, and a severe concussion. CIA Director Kennedy's tear-streaked face reveals the truth before she speaks. Upon learning of Anna's death, Rapp's screams echo through the hospital, requiring multiple nurses and emergency sedation to restrain him. FBI agent Skip McMahon, examining the blast site, concludes, "Guys like Mitch don't get blown up by accident. Someone just made the biggest mistake of their life." The attack transforms a professional operation into a personal crusade as Rapp's rage consumes him. While Rapp recovers at a CIA safe house, evidence of a premeditated attack emerges. Bicycle tracks in nearby woods leading to truck tire marks indicate pre-explosion surveillance. Kennedy discovers a bounty on Rapp's head in Saudi Arabia. Claudia Morell, remorseful over killing a pregnant woman, contacts Kennedy through encrypted emails. She identifies Abel as the hit broker, provides Swiss bank details linking payments to Saeed Amin Abdullah, and deposits $5 million for Rapp as atonement. Kennedy flies to Zurich and pressures Swiss bankers into releasing account information, confirming Saeed transferred $22 million to Abel for the assassination. While Kennedy works through official channels, Rapp takes direct action. He retrieves Saeed's son Wahid from Afghanistan and smuggles him into Saudi Arabia. Rapp's revenge culminates when he detonates explosives hidden on Wahid's body as Saeed approaches his son outside a mosque, killing them both. Rapp's retribution unfolds across Europe with precision. In Vienna, he captures Abel and Saudi intelligence officer Nawaf Tayyib. Interrogating Abel at his Alpine retreat reveals Prince Rashid as the mastermind. When Abel callously justifies Anna's murder as appropriate compensation for $11 million, Rapp burns the modernist house using expensive cognac. In Granada, Rapp confronts Prince Rashid at a mosque dedication. When questioned about ordering the death of an American operative and his innocent wife, Rashid's cold response, "Infidels," reveals his fundamentalism. Rapp responds by forcing a phosphorus grenade into the prince's mouth. 9 months later in Tahiti, Rapp finds Gould and Claudia living with their newborn daughter, named Anna, out of remorse. As Gould begs for his family's lives, Rapp hears his wife's voice and remembers her capacity for forgiveness. His decision to walk away, casting his weapon into the Pacific, marks his first step toward healing. His genuine smile suggests that while justice has been served, mercy prevails. What makes us human isn't our capacity for violence, but our ability to choose compassion when vengeance seems justified.